Tim, back in February, you get this rare and I imagine it's almost papal audience with legendary umpire Joe West at a country club in Orlando. What was your impression of Joe on that day?
When I sat down with him, I was impressed with how direct he was. When I asked him, like, what's it like when people hate you? Or what about when people say you're vindictive or you're arrogant? Instead of being defensive, he just answered the question.
Tim Kirkjian is a Major League Baseball analyst for ESPN. He's been covering the sport since 1979.
I don't think we can use this on the air, but we can cut it. I asked him if he could ride a horse because his nickname is Cowboy Joe West. So he said, yeah, I've been on a horse before. I had a photographer taking pictures of me on the horse, and the photographer said, look at the f**k on that horse. Joe West said, this is a mare. And the photographer said, I know, look at the f**k on that horse. That's what Joe West, that's the story he told me when I asked him if he's ever ridden a horse. That shows a self-deprecating quality, at least to me. He's going to poke fun at himself. You can poke fun at him. He really doesn't care that much because he knows who he is and he's not changing.
It has been said that a good umpire goes unnoticed through the course of the game. Whoever said that probably didn't think much of Joe West. West is MLB's longest tenured umpire and easily its most recognizable, with a confrontational style and a knack for finding controversy. Today, ESPN's Tim Kirkjian gives us a rare up-close portrait of a man who players and coaches love to hate, even as they grudgingly respect him. I'm Pablo Torre. It's Wednesday, September 16th. This is ESPN Daily. So, Tim, your latest story is a profile of Major League umpire Joe West, who you know as well as anybody. But for people, the kids perhaps, out there, who maybe aren't as familiar with this umpire, who is Joe West and why is he somebody you wanted to profile?
Joe West is one of the best umpires of all time. He is going to break a record for most games umpired in the history of baseball, a record that has stood for 80 years. He's going to umpire 5,000, at least 259 games to break Bill Clem's record. Anybody that can work into their late 60s calling balls and strikes deserves our admiration in a lot of ways. He's also very controversial, very combative, very confrontational.
Now, Bumgarner, he's thinking that ball is a strike. Well, Joe West is not going back behind the catcher.
He's not going to back away from confrontation. It's just not in his makeup.
Sometimes people think he thinks he's bigger than the game.
Check swing, strike three. And Hunter will have words with Joe West. That's a terrible way for the ball game to end, yes. Especially when umpires are more often than not going to ask for help. And that's what...
Joe West has been an umpire in Major League Baseball for 44 years, Tim. That's since 1976. For your story, you spun through your Rolodex of players and coaches, all these people around the game. And one quote that stood out to me was from an anonymous former player who had a very visceral reaction to being asked about Joe West. What did he say?
Well, he laughed, but he said, if murder were not against the law, I would kill Joe West. That's what he said. And he said, you know, he just comes across as so arrogant and he affects the game in the wrong way once in a while. And he's just such a loud personality. And then he paused, this former player, and said, and then the next day you see him, he's funny, he's charming, he's a great umpire again, and he's the kind of guy that you want to go have a beer with after the game. That, in some ways, kind of sums up who Joe West is and the job he's done. And you're right, Pablo, 1976, he worked his first major league game. You know, Sean Doolittle told me, look, anyone who can do anything 5,000 times deserves our respect.
Let's get to what happened more recently, just 10 days ago in Atlanta. The Braves are hosting the Nationals, and Nationals GM Mike Rizzo is three levels up in his luxury box, yelling at the umpires over balls and strikes. What does Joe West do next?
Well, he heard Mike Rizzo, the general manager, up in one of the private booths, and he did not appreciate what Mike Rizzo was saying, so he and the crew got together and threw Mike Rizzo out.
You're done. You're out.
Wow, somebody's getting kicked out.
Call security.
Somebody's been ejected. Either Joe West or Hunter Wendelstedt saw it, and they've asked security to be called either in the second deck or third deck. Better not be Mike Rizzo.
Well, I think it is.
That's the weirdest thing I've seen in a long time.
I cannot believe that happened. On the surface, that makes absolutely no sense. But I also have covered that fanless game in Baltimore in 2015. And trust me, Pablo, you can hear every word in the stadium when the stadium is empty. Again, the key here is that he felt what Mike Rizzo did was against the rules. And Adam Wainwright, I quoted him as saying, Joe is consistently consistent that every rule is consistently followed. That was the line he used on Joe West. And you can say a lot of things about him, but he follows the rules. And he felt like the rules were broken that day by Mike Rizzo, who he could hear in a private box upstairs.
So that was just one of the more notable public incidents that Joe West has been a part of. What are some of the others?
Well, again, 44 years calling balls and strikes is really hard to do. He's been around for huge things. You know, he's there on the field for Felix Hernandez's perfect game.
It's the 2-2. He got him! 34 years! 119 games! It's finally happened! A perfect game by a Seattle Mariner!
He was there when Jay Howell had pine tar on his glove and it'd throw him out of a playoff game. I was at that game too.
Joe West is out there and Joe is checking the string. That threw him out of the ballgame.
Yeah, look at this. Can you believe this?
Joe West threw Jonathan Papelbon out of the game because Jonathan Papelbon grabbed his crotch after an out.
Was that a little gesture toward the fans right there?
Well, he was either adjusting himself or it was a gesture.
He called two balks on Mark Burley in one game. And Hawk Harrelson, the very outspoken broadcaster for the White Sox, screams on the air, Joe West should retire.
And he's telling Ozzie to get, you know, he's becoming a joke. He's becoming a joke to the umpiring profession.
So Joe West then undergoes cancer of the larynx. He comes back after missing like 18 games. And he's in the shower one night. And Hawk Harrelson barges into the umpire's room, which is verboten on every level, and says, where is that son of a... He goes into the shower and he screams at Joe West, who is covered with soap. And he says, look, I know we fight each other and we hate each other, but don't you effing die on me. That's what he said to Joe West. And Joe West said, we've been best friends ever since. The question always is, even though the game is never too big for Joe West, occasionally Joe West appears to be too big for the game. And that's where sometimes he gets in trouble.
When the game does appear to get too big for Joe West, the major gripe against him tends to come from players and coaches alike. And they say that Joe West wants to be the center of attention. Here's Ozzie Guillen and Mark Burley after that balk incident in 2010.
People pay to watch players play, not to umpires and managers. I don't see any people say, I go to see Ozzie Guillen, manager. I go to see Joe West, umpire.
I think he likes seeing his name in the papers a little bit too much. And instead of worrying about the rules, I'd like to find out what he called a balk on me.
What does Joe West have to say about that accusation?
Well, I asked him point blank about that. So, Joe, what about the perception that you think that 50,000 people came here just to see you? And he said something to the effect of, well, all 50,000 of those people already knew who I was before the game began. That's how he answered that question. When you ask him, you know, are you vindictive? Somebody shows you up and he says, I'm not vindictive. That's disrespectful to the game. I ask him if he's arrogant, and he goes, the only people who think that way are the ones who are too afraid to say it to my face. And those same people still want me working the plate in game 7. As always, he stands up for himself on all accusations, but he never flinched. I asked him point blank on all these things, and instead of getting angry or defensive, he answered the question.
All right, Tim, coming up, let's talk about some of the more endearing stories players have about Joe West, and also what the legendary umpire plans on doing when he finally hangs up his chest protector.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, Tim, back in July, as baseball was preparing to start this incredibly strange, truncated season in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, Joe West became the center of attention off the field. What happened there?
Well, he basically said that the COVID death totals were misleading, and not every one of the whatever it was at the time, the 180,000, had died from COVID. He had a friend who had stage 4 cancer and was going to die anyway. And the person died from COVID, and they put it down to COVID and nothing else. It was ill-timed. It was unnecessary, in my opinion. And he got reprimanded by the league office for saying something like that. Of course, I called him after his original comments in USA Today. And he said, of course, this was taken out of context. He said, I never said this wasn't important. I never said it wasn't serious. And he did say that in the original story. But all anybody really looked at was when he said, this is an overrated and an inflated number. So he backtracked on that. But as he told me, look, I'm a big boy. People are taking shots at me all the time. I can handle it.
In your mind, what does that incident tell us about the personality of Joe West, Tim?
Well, it does show ultimately that he's going to say and do whatever he wants. And if it leads to a suspension, if it leads to a fine or a reprimand, so be it. But should he have said those things? Obviously not, not with everything that we're going through, but he's his own man. As you know, Bob Melvin, the manager of the A's, told me, look, Joe is Joe. You can't fight him. And that's part of this. When he feels he's right, he's going to stand up and speak his mind no matter what.
Despite Joe's tendency to be that blunt, for as often as he's been at the center of controversy, he does seem to have, as you say, a ton of respect from players and coaches around the game, what are some of the more endearing stories about Joe West on the field?
Eric Kratz, catcher, who's worked some games with Joe behind him, said, look, this is an overrated part of this, that he's impossible to work with. That's not the case at all. Chris Iannetta, another longtime catcher, told me the same thing, that this thought that he's out to get you just simply isn't the case. And of course, Nelson Cruz in the All-Star game a few years ago, he took a picture with Joe West.
Come on, was that somebody just take a picture?
Yeah, Cruz brought up his phone.
And, no way.
Wants a picture with Joe West.
Hey, 5,000 games.
The oldest guys in the game.
Okay. Yadier Molina helped in the taking of the picture. I asked Nelson Cruz about it. He said, I have great respect for Joe West, and since he's going to umpire all these games before he's done, I just wanted to take a picture with him. And that's the first time Joe West told me I had no idea what to say. He said, that must be, at least in my mind, the first time Joe West has ever been speechless because a player took out a camera and said, I want to take a selfie with you here at home plate in the middle of an All-Star game. That one took Joe West by surprise.
So love Joe West or hate Joe West, Tim, he is clearly this all-time sports character, but he's also 67 years old now. And as he inches closer and closer to retirement, I do think it's fair to ask, will baseball be better or worse off without him?
It's not good when the umpire is the focal point of the game. And I'm totally against any umpire that thinks this is all about me, because clearly it is not. However, when you do have an ego, when you are arrogant about your job and you have supreme confidence that I know what I'm doing, that's the guy I want working the biggest game of the year, because he's not going to put himself into a bad situation. He's going to make sure a bad situation doesn't happen on his watch. So when Joe West goes, people are going to remember him as working more games than anyone in history. Some people will say good riddance. But again, I can't tell you how many people have told me, give me him in a big game, and I know the game will not get out of control.
What did he tell you about his plans for leaving the game? What do you expect he'll do when and if he does?
Well, he's a country western aficionado. He's a singer. He gave me a couple of his CDs. I don't know anything about music, Pablo. I just recently found out Molly Hatchet was a band, not a woman. And for a short time in my life, a very short time, I wasn't sure if Kanye West was a man or a woman. Okay, so I'm the last guy on earth that should be rating whether Joe West can sing, but he's got a pretty good voice.
My baby grabbed me by the arm, and this is what she said. If you cheat on me, you'll be out at home.
And he likes to sing all sorts of places. He sung at the Grand Ole Opry. Rick Sutcliffe told me they would go to the Lodge in Chicago. I don't know if you've ever been there, Pablo. Greatest jukebox ever. And Joe West will go in there and play like his own songs at the Lodge in Chicago. He loves this. And this is what he's going to do in retirement.
I got to say, I did not anticipate hearing about Kanye West from you today, Tim, but hearing that story about Joe West playing his own music out of a jukebox, extraordinarily Kanye West sort of a move. Tim Kirchin, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, well, thank you, Pablo. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
You'll be out at home. If I catch you playing the field.
For more on Joe West, check out Tim's piece on ESPN.com and watch today's edition of OTL on SportsCenter. Coming up, sports are back, yes, but now it's time for America's real competitive national obsession to come back online.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Here's another story I want you to know. We have been so lucky to have live sports back for a couple months now, but there is one game whose absence has hit harder than most.
This is Jeopardy!
But this week, at long last, Jeopardy is back for its 37th season, ending a rerun-filled hiatus. And these new episodes so far are immediately, identifiably different. Which makes sense. Alex Trebek just turned 80 in July, and he's been valiantly battling pancreatic cancer for many months before that. So now the podiums stand 6 feet apart, and Trebek no longer sidles up to contestants for those classic get-to-know-you chats between rounds. But the competitive intensity is very much still there. And no, Jeopardy is not technically a sport, but it is as rewarding a game as there is on television. And sometimes, the people most rewarded are sports fans, in specific. Mostly because we never feel smarter than when we watch contestants who know everything about, like, the Ottoman Empire totally panic when the category is called Talkin' Football.
Football 200.
Your choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back. It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team. Dallas Cowboys. Do you think we should go to commercial?
And lest you think that these brilliant minds might do better with basketball, well, there's this.
Joel Embiid in 2019 won the trademark for this nickname of his that also describes the 76ers' strategy of improving the team. Paul.
What is do a 180?
No. Margaret or Mike? What is the process?
In fact, I would argue that Alex Trebek is the Michael Jordan of television hosts. And that's not just because he is the best there ever was, which he is, but also because he is as merciless a trash talker as I think I've ever seen.
Susan Cole is from Bowie, Maryland, and her favorite type of music is something I've never heard of, but it doesn't sound like fun.
I think it's very fun. It's called nerdcore hip-hop. It's
nerdcore
hip-hop. People who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well,
I am going to really miss the get-to-know-you chats just like that one, with Trebek right there, right next to the contestant. Only the latest thing stolen from us by this pandemic. But I also fully understand why they have to go. So Jeopardy, do whatever you need to keep the goat safe and healthy. And welcome back. I'm Pablo Torre, and this has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.